Here's a startling truth. If your child starts drinking in middle school, they face a 41% lifetime risk of substance dependence. Wait until age 21, and that risk plummets to just 11%. Yet despite this dramatic difference, most parents postpone the talk until it's too late. The numbers tell a sobering story. Between 8 to 33% of middle and high schoolers drink monthly. Drug overdoses among young adults have quadrupled in the past decade, and teens have become the biggest abusers of prescription medications. What if the solution isn't scaring kids straight, but building something stronger from the ground up? What if we've been thinking about addiction prevention all wrong? Think of the adolescent brain as a car with a powerful engine but faulty brakes. The limbic system, driving independence, risk-taking, and sensation-seeking, operates at full capacity, while the prefrontal cortex, responsible for planning and rational thought, won't fully connect until the mid-20s. This isn't rebellion, it's neurobiology. Teens operate with lower baseline dopamine levels than children or adults, making everyday life feel crushingly boring. But when dopamine releases, they experience more intense responses, explaining why they crave thrilling, risky experiences. Drugs and alcohol hijack this reward system catastrophically, causing unnaturally high dopamine spikes followed by crashes below baseline levels. With repeated use, the brain adapts by producing less dopamine naturally, eventually requiring the substance just to feel normal. Girls face even higher risks. Physiological differences mean they reach 30% higher blood alcohol concentrations than boys drinking identical amounts. The developing brain isn't just vulnerable, it's fundamentally different from an adult brain, processing substances in ways that create lasting structural damage to the hippocampus and frontal lobe. Addiction crosses every demographic, shattering the comforting myth of "not my kid." Genetics explain up to 60% of addiction risk, but here's where it gets interesting. The remaining 40% comes from environment and epigenetics, how experiences chemically alter gene expression without changing DNA itself. Trauma, stress, sleep deprivation, and mental illness can all flip genetic switches that affect addiction vulnerability. The CDC's Adverse Childhood Experiences study revealed that childhood trauma dramatically increases addiction risk, extending beyond obvious abuse to include community violence, discrimination, foster care, bullying, medical trauma, and deportation. Today's adolescents are America's most stressed demographic, with 30% experiencing headaches and 44% suffering sleeplessness, often unrecognized anxiety indicators. Children struggling academically between ages 7 to 9 face significantly higher substance use risk by ages 14-15. Untreated ADHD particularly correlates with addiction. Up to 35% of cocaine users and 40% of alcoholics have underlying ADHD. Addiction increasingly appears as what one researcher calls ritualized compulsive comfort seeking, a predictable response to painful experiences, not a moral failing. Well, we can't rewrite genetic code. We can tip the scales dramatically through environmental changes. Self-efficacy, a child's belief in their ability to succeed and cope, serves as powerful protection against adverse experiences. Optimistic children view setbacks as temporary and changeable. Pessimists see them as permanent and their fault. Parents can cultivate optimism by reframing challenges as growth opportunities rather than threats. Physical activity correlates strongly with lower substance use rates. Even getting a pet improves mood, reduces stress, and increases oxytocin while encouraging more exercise. Mindfulness practices create measurable changes in brain structures, helping adolescents control impulses and process emotions by developing interoceptive awareness, sensitivity to bodily sensations that helps them see stressors as passing experiences rather than overwhelming crises. Sleep emerges as non-negotiable. Adolescents need 8 to 10 hours nightly, yet 4 out of 5 get less. Sleep deprivation creates a vicious cycle with substance abuse, weakening immunity, increasing obesity risk, causing mood disorders, and impairing learning. Perhaps most surprisingly, having a trusted pediatrician matters enormously. 83% of adolescents get yearly physicals, positioning healthcare providers ideally to identify high-risk behaviors early when teens are surprisingly open to discussing risky behaviors if confidentiality is assured. Research shows authoritative parents, those who are both demanding and responsive, produce the most addiction-resistant children. They use a here's-why approach rather than because I said so, extending beyond monitoring location to truly understanding children's goals, hopes, dreams, and fears. Family expectations must come with clear reasoning, especially as adolescents develop higher-order thinking. When children make good decisions, they enjoy positive outcomes. Poor decisions bring consequences they must manage themselves, preparation for a world that won't make exceptions. Honest discussions about family addiction history become essential, since genetics load the gun while childhood experiences pull the trigger. Parents must initiate substance conversations early. 29% of 12 to 14-year-olds already have close friends who use substances. These discussions should be ongoing, age-appropriate, and normalize regular check-ins. Siblings powerfully influence each other's attitudes about substances, sometimes undermining parental norms, so recruiting older siblings into prevention efforts multiplies effectiveness. When teens trust parents to remain supportive during difficult conversations, they're exponentially more likely to be honest when it matters most. Research reveals that substance-using teens typically seek each other out rather than corrupting innocent peers. As adolescent friendships shift from proximity-based to interest-based connections, parents can help by teaching simple refusal skills, correcting misperceptions about peer substance use, and providing face-saving excuses like claiming family addiction history or volunteering as designated driver. Schools remain underutilized. Only 57% of high schools implement prevention programs, and just 10% use evidence-based approaches. Early programs like DARE sometimes backfired. Effective prevention should begin in preschool with pro-social skills, continue through elementary school with stress management, intensify in middle school when experimentation starts, and extend through high school with decision-making reinforcement. College presents unique challenges through pluralistic ignorance. Students privately dislike drinking culture but assume peers embrace it, perpetuating alcohol-centered events. Recognizing that the heaviest drinking 20% consumes 72% of campus alcohol helps contextualize reality versus stereotype. Parents should discuss drinking culture, housing choices, substance-free options, and practice refusal scripts before students leave home. We cannot guarantee our children's sobriety. We can only offer love and support. Years after teaching a struggling student, the author discovered Georgia had graduated college at 36, healthy and happy, having finally found her footing when no one else could save her. This exemplifies addiction's most powerful truth: it's never too late. Approximately 75% of people who struggle with addiction eventually recover, though their paths may involve multiple attempts. Success stories span all ages, from teenagers finding sobriety through early intervention to adults transforming lives after decades of substance use. Understanding the complex interplay of genetics, environment, and development enables us to create protective environments. Children with family histories need extra support, but genetic predisposition doesn't seal fate. Stable home life, strong community connections, and positive peer relationships significantly offset genetic risks. Through authoritative parenting, open communication, and consistent messaging, we help the next generation navigate adolescence without chemical solutions. Every dollar invested in prevention saves up to $10 in treatment costs later. Remember, your voice matters more than you think. Your presence creates the safety your child desperately needs. And hope isn't naive, it's necessary. The best time to prevent addiction was yesterday, but the second best time is right now.